The Traveler's Journal, June 1st, noting Northern Michigan. If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you. That may seem an odd motto for the Wolverine State, but a glance at Michigan's map explains the logic. It lies on two peninsulas set between four great lakes. The map also shows the southern and larger peninsula resembles a child's mitten, the back of the left one to be exact. At the corner, where the nail of the little finger would be, lies Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. The wild swath of natural wonder, 70,000 acres of hilly forest and towering sand that spreads along 35 miles of Lake Michigan shoreline, provides a perfect setting for outdoor activities, not to mention fabulous panoramas. Nearby Traverse City is a paradise for sports people of other ilks. Gateway to northern Michigan's Gold Coast, the Tony resort town of long lawns and Victorian homes, calls itself Cherry Capital of the World. Cherries are also popular items in the casinos operated by local Ottawa and Chippewa tribes. The area also boasts a glut of great golf courses, designed by Palmer, Nicholas, Player, and Weisskopf. Further north along shimmering Lake Charlevoix lies the tiny hamlet of Horton Bay. This is Hemingway country, where the young and earnest Ernest spent sylvan summers and subsequently set several short stories. His fans still frequent its general store. Back on the big lake, the town of Petoskey is as pretty a place as you'll ever visit, and Harbor Springs boasts so many yachts, it's known as the Riviera of the Midwest. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.